Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
If Jane takes on any more tasks, her head might spin. And Petra is dealing with heartbreak. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz
I think we have a rhythm going. Yeah. That's nice. Welcome back to the Jane the Virgin After Show. Tonight we're discussing Chapter 91. We have Jane juggling 10 million things, mm-hmm. as usual.
Yes.
Petra deals with some heartbreak tonight, and Louisa goes back to the dark side. We have so much to get into, but first let me introduce my gorgeous co-host, Miss Delia Gomez, to my left.
What's up, guys?
And Nima Sky.
Hello there.
And Simone Thomas.
Hi, everyone.
And my name is Rivette Soro, and first, we want to ask you, what were your overall thoughts, Simone?
Yeah, I really felt for Jane in this episode. I didn't cry. I don't think any of us cried this time, right?
No.
But my heartstrings, I really felt it, because learning that Mateo does have ADHD, that's really surprising. Obviously, you want your child to be perfect and not have to deal with too many trials. But like Rafael said, he's the same child as he was yesterday. They're going to love him the same.
Mm-hmm. I think I had a lot of insightful moments with just Jane dealing with, her passion of, actually getting an opportunity to release her novel and allow it to be what she wanted it to be versus actually doing something for her father and then dealing with Mateo. And then, of course, Petra having a breakup. It was just so many different, I think, enlightened moments just to kind of be able to see and kind of capture, just understanding life lessons. So, mm-hmm. yeah, I kind of took a little philosophic moment from it.
Mm-hmm. Delia, what do you think today?
I was kind of a little bored. This episode. Wow. I don't know why, but I kind of was. It just, like, the last episode was just so much more emotion-packed.
Intense. Yeah. It was super intense.
So, like, I think it was not, I didn't know where it was going to go, but for me, I was just kind of like, okay. It's still a good episode, but.
Yeah. It was insightful for me, I don't know.
I thought it was underwhelming, too. I think in the middle where we heard, like, a car crash, I think I made a comment like, oh, okay, something's going to happen.
Right.
And that really wasn't even anything. I mean, I'm glad nobody's hurt.
Yeah.
But
for
it
sure.
was a little underwhelming for me, except for JR and Petra and their whole deal. But other than that, honestly, guys, I'm over Jane, like, dealing with her, like, telenovela and the script. Like, I feel like we've already gone through this, and she's, like, juggling the same things over and over again. Am I being too mean?
No, I agree. I was kind of like, well, I wanted to see if, Michael was coming back, or I want to see more of Abuela and, like, the mom of... I just felt like the main characters are kind of missing.
Mm-hmm.
The Central Villanueva women.
I think it was very important to focus on Jane just because I felt like she was dealing with a lot of different things.
True.
From Rafael to dealing with the novel to dealing with writing the pilot. So I think that this episode was probably trying to encompass and trying to help us understand where Jane is.
Yeah.
So that the story can, be able to continue to follow. Because at some point, Jane was going to have to make a decision between her novel and writing the pilot.
But it also kind of forced Rafael and Jane to come together, because they've always been, up to this point, they've been on opposing teams. So it was probably the only way to get them on one side.
Did they really come together?
I mean, but they're joining forces to help Mateo.
More like co-parenting.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I got from it.
And are we surprised that Jane went behind Raphael's back to make Mateo a doctor's appointment?
Absolutely not. I would have done the same thing. I mean, I feel like, whenever it comes to, hospitals and sickness and just anything of that nature, no offense, men, I think that men are very prideful. And I think that as women, we're very much so nurturers. So I think that Jane was doing the best thing that she felt like she needed to do for her son. And it wasn't about how Mateo feels. But I felt, I'm sorry, not about how... I'm sorry, Rafael felt. But I think in general, I feel like he was being way extreme when he was like, oh my God, we need to, you know, go over custody. I was like, are you serious here? Like, are you not realizing that she's being a mother? And it's not that she's trying to, you know, discredit you or be able to cut you out, but it's like your son has a problem. And if you really want to be able to help him progress, you have to figure out what's going on. So I felt like Raphael was being super extreme, and I just felt like Jane was doing what she needed to do, like, as a mother. So
yeah. This is so typical Jane. In Jane fashion.
Jane was like, I have to save the day, Jane.
She called him, like, what was it, something like 5 seconds afterwards? Like, when she immediately calls the doctor.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, it's not like she was putting her son in danger. No. Like, she wants the best for him. Right. And if that means, like, diagnosing something as early as possible, then do it.
Yeah. Would you guys be pissed?
I wouldn't be pissed if my ex, whatever they are,
goes behind your back.
From his perspective, yes. And then he realized that he was being a little unreasonable.
Yeah,
he's being prideful.
Mm-hmm. I think I would have at least told him. I'd be like, all right, you don't want him to get tested, but I think I'm going to follow suit with what the teacher says.
Exactly. But then I feel like even if she told him that, it still would have been a fight.
That's fine. But yeah. I would be at least honest.
She didn't even wait 5 seconds of him walking away for her to make that doctor's appointment. But as a mother, I think I would probably... I'm not a mother. If I was, I think I would...
Excuse me. She's surprised here.
I have a cat. He does have birthday parties.
You are a mother to your cat.
Yes. I think I would probably do the same thing because it's like, you're not going to tell me what not to do with my son.
Mm-hmm. Right, absolutely.
But I do understand why Raphael would be annoyed. Mm-hmm. And it's like, but he took it to the extreme. Like, nobody needs to get lawyers involved. Like, that is ridiculous.
Like, but then I also feel like he made that decision because he's battling with that issue with his sister. So I feel like the fear basically came from that situation. And it just kind of like escalated.
He's got a lot going on.
Yeah, he has a lot going on. So I think that he made a decision out of pressure. But the way that it ended was very nice.
Yeah.
I am surprised that they don't have any type of custody situation in place, that it's worked out well.
Right.
They've been together.
I'm just kind of sad because I felt like at least Jane and Raphael was going to like try to get back together. But it seems like he's so over her.
Yeah.
I
still have hope. I don't think it's completely fizzled out.
We'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see what happens.
Custody battle, I was just like, Jesus.
Yeah.
She loves that boy. She loves that man so much. Mm-hmm. She, on top of writing her telenovela and the script and being a mother to Mateo and working at the hotel, she becomes Jane the Realtor.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
That was my favorite scene.
Yes.
That was so funny.
Yes.
That was pure love. Like, I'm going to step in for my man who's not really my man, but he is going to be after this. I think she was just like, let me prove to him. Like, she no other so girl would do this for Raphael.
It's her fault why he got into the accident. It's true. So that's the least she can do. I'm like, girl, you were sitting there yelling and being overdramatic, causing him to bump into someone, and now his insurance is going to go up.
But this is Jane. I love how he's like surprised. I'm like, you know, Jane, this is why you fell in love with her. This is her personality. Yeah. She's not going to change. Oh, but I loved her giving the tour. This is the living room. It's very livable.
Walkable? Oh yeah, it's very, very walkable. Like you can walk around the entire property, and I was like, oh my gosh, she does not know what that means.
It was like she had never sold, like she's never been walked, like she's been to open houses, so she must know what it's like. Yeah, she's just like, I don't know.
Questions they were asking, like the HVAC.
I
didn't even know what that stood for.
And I learned some things myself tonight. I was like, okay, maybe the next time I'm decided to buy a house for somebody.
Right. Yeah, do our research.
Even if you did know, I feel like when you're on the spot and they came so well prepared asking you all those questions, I wouldn't know what to say either. Yeah, I'd be like, I have to go to the bathroom. Be right back.
I just want to say, give me 1 second.
Which is what she did.
Yeah.
When was this house built? The 90s.
Exactly, 1988. Yeah, that was so clever.
She's so cute.
Yes,
so
she is.
Mateo does have ADHD. Mm-hmm. Was that doctor's appointment, was it just me or was that way too long? Like, he was there for three hours. Yeah. Did he eat?
I don't know how long the average, you know, testing is, but I don't feel like 3 hours is a long time. I feel like...
Really?
No, I mean, because I feel like they wanted to make sure that they did every single testing to make sure that if... you know, yeah. if you are going to diagnose someone, mm-hmm. you need to make sure that you go through every proper procedure to make sure that, you know, you do have the right results. So, I mean, 3 hours, I wouldn't have cared. As long as you, you know, make sure that you let me know what's going on with my child.
Right.
I wouldn't care.
As long yeah. as it's I was trying to find out if it was that standard. Long. Yeah. Because right. I was reading and I think some of them even do, like, scans if it's, like, to a certain point or mm. it's needed. But I don't know exactly what it all entails. If you guys know, let us know because yeah. we would love to know for sure.
Yeah. yeah. Interesting.
It's very interesting to yeah. dive into this world.
I don't know.
Testing.
I feel like ADHD is something that's very common with people. Although I see, you know, I completely understand, you know, maybe as a parent, I'm not a parent, but maybe as a parent, you know, when you know your child has some type of, you know,
learning
deficiency, yeah. That you are a little concerned because you feel like, you know, it's going to change the direction of their life. But I feel like with social media and a lot of other things, I feel like just by like naturally as humans, I feel like we have a little ADHD.
Just multitasking.
Yeah. 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 Mm-hmm. Just multitasking. But I guess seeing it from like a parental perspective, you know, to realize that, you know, your child's life is going to change. But I don't know. I feel like it's normal. Mm-hmm. I don't feel like mm-hmm. it was anything bad that, you know, he went through that any other child doesn't go through.
And well, there are a lot of people. Oh,
go ahead, babe.
There are a lot of people who were diagnosed with ADHD and right. are completely fine now, yeah. like as adults. It's not something that determines your success as a person. No.
Right. I don't think so either. Yeah.
Yeah. I think with Mateo, we've seen him kind of have this a lot of energy. So it's more of a behavioral thing with him in the classroom. I think right. it's yeah. not mm-hmm. necessary. It's just like he just doesn't want to focus. Yeah. And it makes sense why it takes him harder mm-hmm. to read.
Because he's bored.
He has to sit down and just read and just read the flashlight. Yeah. yeah the flashcards. So yeah, I can that makes her be able yeah. to understand why it's so hard for him to just like sit down and read.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I'm not very familiar with ADHD, but mm-hmm. when I was growing up, I have two younger brothers. Mm-hmm. I was always really good at school and they just didn't like it.
Yeah.
And they tried to, for one of them, I think they tried to say like, oh, he should get tested for ADHD. He didn't like to read. Like, he wanted to go right. outside and play
right.
sports.
Right, yeah.
But so my parents didn't really take it seriously. But mm. I think any parent, like, if, you know, coming from a doctor,
right.
you would kind of freak out a little bit.
Yeah.
But I know it is very common. And it's,
yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think, again, like you said, it's a little bit more of, like, a behavioral thing. Like, when you understand that somebody, it, like, functions a certain way, then you structure, like, learning, you know, you structure things around helping that child grow with,
yeah.
you
yeah.
know, with that type of, and again, I don't think ADHD is necessarily a bad thing. I think it's just you necessarily being more self-aware.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it's like sitting in a classroom for, like, 8 hours a day, just sometimes sitting
sometimes it is bored.
Yeah, for people who don't even have ADHD, yeah, that's torture.
Yeah, so. It's torture, so.
I mean, imagine what it's like for someone who actually, like, has a hard time focusing.
Mm-hmm.
I sincerely
especially when they just change the subject and the teacher's just yeah. up there and like nothing is really stimulating or mm-hmm. it's yep. just like talk math talk yep. English talk.
And then you start to doze off on
yeah
it.
But you know like they have certain schools that actually like cater to certain types right. of you know mm-hmm. behaviors you know for kids so it's a win-win situation. I don't think it was bad. As no. I yeah. feel like they made it.
No, it's just surprising for her because that's not something that she anticipated.
Imagine right?
yeah
I get it.
Well, you can anticipate us here every week.
Yes.
Nice segue.
You like that? Simone, you want to tell
yeah.
them?
Thank you guys so much for making us the ESPN of TV Talk. We appreciate you coming here every single week to sit and chat with us. So if you're watching us on YouTube, please give us a thumbs up and subscribe. And then if you're listening to us on iTunes, please give us a 5-star rating. We appreciate all of your support and comment on both platforms. Keep watching every single week, and we love you guys. Thanks so much.
We love you.
Yes, we do. And we love when you join in the comments, mm-hmm. even when they're not so nice.
Yeah.
We read them all.
Get a little shady sometimes.
But thank you anyways for participating. So this week, JR went to Houston.
Mm-hmm. H-Town.
Yes. H-Town was down. Hello, Texas.
I want to go to Texas. Are we surprised, though? Are we surprised at how it went down?
I feel like there was so much within the storyline that was pretty much giving us a setup to what was getting ready to happen with JR because, you know, she just wasn't really getting along with the twins. The twins really didn't like her. Mm. You know, Petra had that big explosion. You know, I felt like there was so many things letting us know, okay, JR is getting ready to exit because now she's starting to be a little bit more friction than, you know, than she is gel. You know, to work the situation out. So mm-hmm. I feel like it was coming for sure.
I always knew that she was gonna, like, even though she forgave Petra, like she said, she was always gonna resent her because Petra was a living, breathing representation of one of the biggest losses and examples of humiliation, which was her losing her job. Mm-hmm. So I never understood how she was going to last. So I was not surprised that mm-hmm. she was like, I also can't be with you because you remind me of, like, failure and I need a fresh start from everything.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I was sad for Petra. I really was so sad. Like, I saw it coming, but right. I didn't want to see it coming. Yeah. Like, I was like, oh. And the way it happened, I was not expecting Petra to propose that night. That's when I was like, oh.
Yeah. I know. Yeah. That was too much for me. I saw it coming when Petra said, oh, we keep missing each other's calls. I was like, oh, that's not a really good sign.
I mean, but a long-distance relationship, I mean, Houston.
But the FaceTime.
Houston to Miami, like, that's a lot.
It's just a two-hour difference.
Well, I mean, but when you're in a relationship and you want to be that close to someone, you know, I feel like it's different. And more than anything, I felt like the distance was a great thing for them because it really kind of helped both. Well, it helped Petra, but it really helped JR really, really figure out, like, where it was, like, she needed to be. Because, again, like I said before, I just feel like it was so much friction with her character, you know, with the twins and with Petra. I just felt like something was definitely coming. But maybe I sound mean, but, I mean, Petra getting really emotional and crying, like, I was like, oh, my God. I felt bad for her. But, I mean, I just feel like it's life. You know, whenever people decide to make decisions, it's like you have to deal with, okay, is distance going to be something that I'm going to deal with or, you know, or like I'm not. And like they always say, distance makes the heart grow fonder or it doesn't. So.
But she was trying to find a way to make JR's dream come true while bringing her back to Florida to make a life together. I think she really, really wanted to make this relationship work. It wasn't she could do the distance for what it was. Like a short term tryout, whatever it was that she did, and then bring her back.
Do you think that Petra would really move to Houston?
No, I don't think she would move to Houston. That's why she was trying to bring JR back to Florida. That's why she did all the jumps and loops that she did.
I think it was really nice, though. We've never seen Petra. Ooh. You good?
Yes. Okay. We're good.
We've never seen Petra be this emotional, and I think out of all her breakups, this one seems like the hardest, and like she was the most in love with her, which makes me like happy and sad at the same time because it proves that someone can break her hard exterior, but it sucks because she really put herself completely in it.
I think it was more of her really too realizing like the they broke up, but I don't know if it was so much of the breakup as it was what JR said to her. I mean, like, we really have to go back to that point when JR was like, listen, I want to break up with you because I just feel like you are, like, you would be the reason for me not progressing. Like, that, like...
Well, she didn't say that.
Well, she did. I mean, she said that in order for me to have, like, a new start, like, I feel like you would get in the way of that progress. So I feel like more than anything, you know, you guys break up distance. I would be set over distance. But if someone told me personally that they felt like I was the reason why they couldn't progress, then, oh my God, I would be absolutely devastated because now, like, that just makes you feel like you're just such a bad person, you know? And then, you know, you have so much to focus on. Oh my God, you know, I didn't do right. And, you know, she left. And, you know, that's personally me. I feel like that's what threw Petra all over the board. Like, cause she was like, oh my God, when she said this and she said that. And, you know, I think that was like a breaking point for her because she just realized, okay, she can't be in control of it over everything.
Because it's not something that she can fix or change. Right. It's just like too much has happened and Petra or JR can't really get past it.
It really trust her.
When she said, oh, I've missed you so much. And JR was like, it's only been a few days. I'm just like, ugh. That was like, when she said that, it was like, oh, yeah, it's over.
Yeah.
I like who Petra's become with JR.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think I really appreciate this whole side of her that's come out. And she is a better person with JR. Yeah. So that's why I'm rooting for them because she just is very different from when she was with Raphael, with all her other exes. She wasn't this Petra. Mm-hmm. She just wasn't.
She looked out for herself and all the other relationships, and she thought about JR. Mm-hmm. Like, it was clearly a partnership.
Right.
I'm worried that Petra might go back to her old ways. Because she was so, like,
selfless in the fact that even when JR said, I'm still moving, Petra said, okay, that's fine, we'll make it work. Mm-hmm. But then the breakup came, it was just...
I have a feeling it's not over.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I hope not.
I'll wait for predictions. I'm just like a hopeless romantic. I'm going to hope.
Is Luisa going to get back together with Zine Rostro?
Yes. That's 100% going to happen. That's happening.
It's kind of so like the opposite of Petra, because, you know, like when JR told her, you're the reason why, and, you know, she just broke down. That was the opposite of what Luisa did. She was like, what? You tell me I can never see my family again, and you want me out? Okay, fine. Then I'll just be super, super revengeful. Like, I feel like it was a complete opposite.
She could either be really, really revengeful, or she could be going back to Rose in order to get the information she needs to prove herself loyal to her brother.
Yeah.
It could be either or. The latter. I mean, I really love Luisa and her character. I think she's great.
Yeah.
She's a sweetheart.
She's so fun.
She's very weak-minded.
Yeah, but I you know, it is in Rostro, so I don't know.
I mean, but she knows that she's going to have to, you know, cooperate with her.
What did you say? It's all hair and cheekbones. I love that line. That was so good.
I officially think Luisa was, like, dropped on her head as a baby.
Like, oh, my God.
I cannot believe that she's entertaining this. Yep. And now that she knows Bobby has been playing her this whole time, she doesn't even care. Mm-hmm. She doesn't even talk to him like, hey, Bobby, I know who you are. She's just like, let's do this. Like, I cannot believe her. She is...
Which is why I'm hoping that... She's playing us all.
If she's not playing us all,
her diabolical plan is to prove that I'm innocent.
But I don't know.
If she's not.
That was a great, like, point. Mm. A great point. I like that.
I'm hoping.
I guess we shall see.
Do we think Luisa actually signed the documents, or Sin Rostro just manipulating her to think, like, oh, you were drunk. You don't remember. Yeah. And Luisa's like, oh, yeah, you're right. Like, do we think that actually happened?
They never showed her actually signing it, right?
They had a flashback of them together, you know,
on the boat.
Right.
Yeah.
She was drunk, though, so she completely blacked out. There really is no, like, actual, like, we can't verify.
She was an alcoholic, right? Yeah. So she, she wasn't supposed to be drinking.
Right.
So number one.
Yeah.
Sin Rosita could definitely be lying.
True. I thought it was funny when Luisa told Raphael, well, she changes people's faces. You don't think she could forge a signature?
That's so true.
I was like, that is so true.
He's like, no, I'm good. Thank you. I'm not believing it.
Yes. What is Sin Rostro's deal? Like, I just want to figure out, like, what
does she want?
What is her purpose?
What is she loves main... company.
Like, what is it about Raphael and the whole situation?
Yeah, that family. Like, she's just after them because it's just her family that she goes after. Mm-hmm. It's Marbella and, with the dad, and then it's Raphael, and now it's Luisa. So I'm just wondering, like, what is the deal?
Yeah.
And where did she meet Bobby? In jail?
I know. It's just like
one of her missiles.
Right.
Hey, girl.
That was so funny when she was like, oh, yeah, you don't think I've been watching you? Hey, girl. I was like, oh, man. What a way to introduce my little alibi.
Yeah.
That was hilarious.
I absolutely love it. Yeah. It was super hilarious.
Keep your enemies close.
Yeah.
And your friends closer.
Or I think it's
just joking.
It's okay.
I'm if you guys are paying
just
attention.
Keep everyone close. Thank you for that. I think it's time for our special segment, guys.
Yes, special segment. And what might that be?
It's called Ride or Die.
Yes.
Vroom, vroom, vroom. Oh, if you are new here, we have a special segment on this show called Ride or Die, where each of us talk about our Ride or Die character for this week. Dahlia, would you like to go first?
Yes. I am actually going to say the three women who supported Rogelio when he was meeting the writer. Mm-hmm. I love them all coming to his defense. And it's just like an amazing power. Like, so people can change. Rogelio, we all know how he is. Mm-hmm. But just having those girls back him up, I really love that.
That was a G thing, for sure.
Yeah, that was a great moment. Yes. To have his wife there, his co-star, and, you know,
his baby mama.
Yeah, his baby mama. Yeah. Like, all of them, he's done them so wrong.
Hoo-wee.
But they, all these women, like, stood there and were like, listen, we forgive him and we love him.
And we're forgiving.
He has a way of getting what he wants. Like, he knows he messes up, but he's very persistent. Yeah. Like, that's what I love about his character. Mm-hmm. He's so persistent.
Yes.
Yes.
That he makes it up to you. Moment. He does.
Like,
he
acknowledges. You know, I messed up. I'm so, so sorry.
Yeah, he does. There's something about that. But I'm just like, all
he's
right.
Like, okay, I forgive you. Okay, it's fine. Yes. It's fine.
Nima, who is your ride or die?
My ride or die is probably going to be Jane, just because I feel like she has so many different moments. Like, the first moment is when she made a decision to still write, you know, her father's pilot, mm-hmm. even though she really, really wanted to write her novel, you know. And mm-hmm. I think that, you know, she was so selfless in that. And even making a decision as a parent to be able to, you know, actually reach out to the doctor so that, you know, her son can be able to get tested. And then, last but not least, you know, when she went in and she was trying to be the realtor, you know, to be able to sell the house for Raphael, I was like, you know what? Jane is like, no matter what. And I feel like that's just Jane's personality. Just like her dad, she's very persistent. Yep. She does not let anything get in her way. So, you know, Jane is always my ride or die, but of course I had to give facts for the episode. But yeah, Jane's my ride or die.
That's a good one.
My ride or die is... all the good ones are taken. So, also Rogelio, just because I think he put his pride aside and was willing to just make bygones be bygones with the writer. I forget her name. And
Dina.
Mm-hmm. And he could have like easily kept being petty and refusing to talk to her, but he actually brought out the woman that he's, you know, pushed their buttons a little bit, mm-hmm. but they've been able to, you know, like, extend an olive branch. So I like that he was able to make amends with Dina.
And I think it was so interesting seeing the three women together. I had completely forgotten like all the wrongs he had done to them, and seeing them talk about it, I'm like, oh my goodness, like,
where she's like, you turned my face.
So like, River.
Oh my god,
that
gosh.
Was hilarious.
They were like, yes, he did. Yes, and yes, he did. Yes, he did that. It was such like a magical moment.
That was a great scene. I really love that scene. Yeah. Overall, that was one of my favorites.
Yeah. It was nice that Jane eventually did get to focus on her novella. And who was Marlene's lover? We forgot to talk about that. What was that moment? Like, she was so happy. Never seen her smile before.
Yeah. She's like, oh, I'm about to give it to my lover.
I'm pretty sure
like,
we're going to meet the lover eventually.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Of course, I feel it's like Bobby. She definitely said this.
Oh, my gosh.
Uh-oh.
She said she. I'm
kidding. She did say she. It's Luisa.
Oh, kidding.
Now you're just starting to move. I'm kidding.
I did not see that at all whatsoever.
Luisa would be too loopy for her.
I do agree with Rogelio, though, as ride or die. I don't agree with Jane because she was bothering me this episode.
Really?
Yeah. But my ultimate ride or die is going to go to Mateo because despite having ADHD, he took it like a champ at the doctor's office. I thought he was going to throw a fit. Most kids would. I probably did when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And he was just chilling. Like, he was happy and excited.
He was going to get ice cream afterwards.
Yeah.
That's what they said.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, whatever you want me to do, I'm going to get my ice cream.
He's all,
He's so cute.
I love it. So, yeah, Mateo gets my ride or die this week.
Mateo.
Mr. Sweetface.
Aw, Mr. Sweetface.
All right, I think it's time for some news and gossip.
News and gossip. Yes. So, our lovely Justin Baldoni was spotted in the store with his toddler daughter. She had a complete meltdown in the Whole Foods store. As you could imagine, any parent would probably be like, oh my God! My child is flipping out, but believe it or not, he actually stayed calm. Mr. Baldoni was with his father, and as you can see, they just waited for her to calm down for a little bit, and he had a lot to say about the experience. In a recent statement on Instagram, he said, my dad taught me so much about what it means to be a man, but this post is about one thing and one thing only, being comfortable in the uncomfortable, something I grew up watching him do with me over and over again, and there are no perfect paths, but or parents, but one thing my dad taught me is not to be a parent based on what anybody else thinks. So he is ride or die for his daughter.
That's so cute. For our podcast listeners, it is a picture of Jason Baldoni in the grocery store with his daughter face down on the floor, oh, and he's just standing on top of her, just sort of staring at her. Can and is we, that like, his dad next to him?
Yes. Yeah, that's his dad.
That's like, daddy?
I know, dad was super young, right? I was like, oh, wow.
What a friend.
Some no nice genes in the so family, good. Right? I mean, like, can you imagine, like, your child face down on the floor, and you're thinking, like, what's going through her mind? And, you know, she's with these two, like, men that she loves. She's like, oh, my God. And
I don't know
if I would be that calm if my child was just having a meltdown in the middle of the floor.
I love that they staged an Instagram picture. Right.
But you know what they always say, like, you know, whenever kids throw a fit, just be very calm. And whenever you're calm, the kids will be like, wait a minute, I think I'm having a temper tantrum.
Right. Thinks I'm overreacting is what the kid is thinking.
Yeah.
I'm doing too much. I'm doing
so cute. I used to do that, though. I used to faint on purpose.
Oh, my goodness.
See, listen. So you totally understand this picture right now.
I was like, yeah, I would be like, you're going to school, and I would just...
That is so funny.
Well, kudos to Justin for being an amazing parent and giving that amazing statement about how his father... Look at him with the baby, the daughter. She's so cute. That's probably why she had a meltdown. She's like, my daddy, now I want what I want. You know how it is. Like, you know, when you're kids, you just, you want whatever you, especially like a little girl. Oh, my God, with her dad.
Daddy's girl. Sure.
She wants whatever she wants. So, hey, kudos to Justin.
I love it. And I think that's it for news and gossip,
that
right?
That is it for news and gossip, guys.
Perfect. We can get into predictions now.
Ooh, sounds scary.
Simone, do you want to go first?
Yeah, I still have hope out for Raphael and Jane. I don't think the love is gone. Mm-hmm. And I was on IMDb this week, and I saw a thumbnail of Justin and Jane sitting down, looking like they were having a nice, intimate conversation. I mean, it probably could be about Matteo and nothing serious, but the hopeless romantic part of me wants to believe it's still possible.
I like how you were already there. You're really visualizing it.
Yeah,
I can see it.
Yeah, you're just like, ah. I'm going to have to go on IMDb and check it out.
Okay, for sure. I have to say that I think that something is definitely coming. I don't know if Jane... I mean, I do want Jane and Raphael to get back together, but I think that it's going to take a little bit more momentum, and it's going to take a little bit more situations for him to be able to, like, kind of snap out of it. Because right now, it seems like he's just stuck to, you know, him and Jane are co-parenting. However, I just wonder where her husband is. Like, he's just wondering. I mean, I feel like he's definitely going to come back. I feel like I feel like she's definitely going to have to be able to make a decision about whether or not she wants Michael or Raphael. As far as Matteo, I think that he's probably going to be something special. I think he's going to bring Jane and Raphael together closer. Luisa, I think that she probably has a diabolical plan to really get rid of this woman. Like, she's like, she's totally great. Like destroying her life.
I
so
would love that.
Yeah, I mean, because even the way that she looked at the guy, she was like, I'm down, I'm in.
Yeah.
So I think that it's a cover, like you said before. As far as Petra and JR, I kind of feel like it's over with, but I don't know. I think that JR may come back, but not in the way that we think.
Okay. What about you?
Well, I was going to say, I do think Luisa and Sin Rostro are going to start up something, and I'm hoping Luisa is doing it for her brother's sake. Mm-hmm. But then again, we know how she is. Mm-hmm. They cannot leave Michael out of this equation the way they have. I'm so sorry, but I love both of them, and I'm just waiting patiently.
He's coming.
To see what's happening.
Yeah, he's coming.
Because it's like, we've been with this couple forever. The way that ended just felt so underwhelming.
Yeah.
And I'm just like...
There's more.
Yes, there definitely has to be more.
For sure.
So usually I would have lost hope by now, but they did the same thing with Luisa. She was gone for like 5 episodes, and we were like, what is happening?
Right.
But I don't know how he's going to come back.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Do you think Jane he'll do really like a grand gesture?
What if he comes back as Michael?
What do you mean?
No longer Jason.
Like, no Jason. Like, completely Michael. Like, attitude, personality.
The accent gone.
Ugh, I don't like that accent.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
It's weird.
That would be great.
That would be great.
I don't know.
I guess we just have to see.
He's not gone forever, though.
What about Abuela and her man?
They're going to come back with amazing tans and just, like, glowing.
She's going to be enlightened on a whole different level of love. Like, it's going to be so funny.
Got that J-Lo glow.
It's so funny. Because they added her a little bit into some of the skits, like, whenever they were doing, like, the march.
Yeah.
I thought that was absolutely funny.
Where she popped the suit.
Oh, no. She's like, who is this woman? She's like, make sure it's in a Catholic church. She was like, boop. That was so funny.
That's cute.
At that point, I was like, River needs to go. Yeah. You don't do that to Abuela.
I know. I was like, that is so rude. She doesn't. Listen, she's the voice of reason, okay?
Yes.
I don't know. Also, I don't think that's the last we're going to see of JR. I think she's going to be back.
Yeah.
But I think Petra's going to go get her. Petra's going to go get her.
Really?
I'm hoping.
I think she's going to need some time to recover first.
As Patty?
I don't know. I don't think it's over for Petra. She's just not coming to terms. She's just not. It's Petra. She's not going to give up on it. I don't think so.
JR looked like she was like, really like, I'm done with you.
Yeah, but
Petra doesn't understand logic. She's just like, you're telling me one thing, but I'm hearing a totally different thing. Right.
That's because Petra is a boss. She's like, listen, I get my way in everything.
Yeah.
I don't know.
We'll have to see.
We will have to see. And we can find out next week.
Yes.
Sorry, I literally was just thinking of Abuela on her honeymoon.
I know.
That was like where my mind was at in that moment.
Well, they actually gave us a picture of how...
I know. They were like sitting on the beach. That was a nice moment. But
super cute.
You can find me at Rivette Soro on all social media platforms.
You guys can find me at It's Celia Gomez on Instagram and Twitter.
You can find me at Nima Sky on all social media platforms.
And you can find me at Simone A. Thomas on Instagram and Twitter.
See you next week. Bye.
Bye. Toodles.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.